I'm going to read some very beautiful verses from the Epistle to the Ephesians and from chapter 2, and I'll start at verse 1 and go to the end of verse 9. They're very special verses. "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein, in time past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now that passage puts it pretty clearly that we cannot save ourselves. It has to be through faith, but not any old faith. Not just say, "Oh, very well, I'll believe then." But a faith which is a gift from God. And when God gives us that gift, it belongs only in one place: to believe in Jesus Christ, his Son. Now then, the hymn I have before me now is a hymn you probably know by William Cowper, "God Moves in a Mysterious Way." It's often quoted and greatly loved by many. It's also a very thoughtful hymn, and one for us to meditate upon for a few moments. Let me read you the first verse. "God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm." And oftentimes we feel like that, that life is a mystery, and many things that happen during our lives perplex us and we cannot understand them. There are also very beautiful things that happen as well, and we find no difficulty there, or perhaps we should sometimes, in wondering why have we received such mercy and such kindness from God. But it's usually the problems that overwhelm us and take up our minds. And so William Cowper perhaps has troubled himself, who is able to say, he said, "But God is in it all, and he's working his purposes out." You may remember a verse in Romans that says, "All things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose." God moves. He's not still. God moves. He's doing something. God moves in a mysterious way. But he's performing wonders in you and in myself. If we have believed in Jesus Christ, then a good work has begun, and he will complete it and he will perfect it. And he moves in a mysterious way, and he's performing wonders. And then in the next two lines, it shows something of the might of God. Although this planet is very small in the light of the universe, yet it's big for us. And so we can only imagine bigness with our own experience. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. What he's really saying, whatever the circumstances are, God can be there. And then he talks about the depths of the thinking of God, deep in unfathomable minds, of never failing skill. He's an expert. He never fails. He knows exactly what he's doing. Even when we are absolutely overwhelmed and feel that there's nothing that we can do and we are in despair, he is exercising his skill. And then he puts it like this: he treasures up his bright designs and works his sovereign will. Oh, there's so much there. He never fails. He's skillful and his abilities are perfect. So he knows exactly, like a perfect surgeon. There are no perfect surgeons on earth. There are very good ones and excellent ones. But he's a perfect surgeon with never failing skill. He's got plans for you and plans for me. He's got them all in store in heaven. He treasures up his bright designs and then works his sovereign will. Because his will is perfect, he will allow it to work in our lives. What about us? Well, we tremble and we fear, and we live in a life of circumstances. And so it's as if God was as if he were addressing us, and he says, "You fearful saints, why are you so frightened?" You fearful saints. And a saint is a person who has exercised faith in Jesus Christ, and whose sins are forgiven, and he's got peace with God, truly believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And that is the meaning of saints. It means a believer. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. Don't despair. Then he says, maybe today is cloudy. The clouds, you have so much dread. They're not like that really. Are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. What a promise. So when we say, oh, it's a grey old day, everything's going wrong. And maybe a great sorrow in our lives. Oh, we hardly know where to turn. Well, turn to him and trust him. However dark the clouds may be, behind the clouds and above the clouds. I can remember the first time I went in an aeroplane and flew. I'd never been before, and I was quite a while, well over 50, before I had my first flights. It was quite an experience. I was rather anxious. It's a grey, dull day. And up the plane went, an awful feeling as it takes off. And that puzzle, what holds it up, and all those things go through your mind. And then you're up above the clouds, a blue sky. And I remember the words that came to my mind. I looked at the clouds from God's side, in a way, and I called them God's acres. And that's how I see them, because the sun is ever shining upon them. So the clouds that are grey underneath are beautiful and white and fluffy above, and the rays of the sun shine upon them, and they look ever so beautiful. The clouds, you so much dread, are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. Then he says, don't be too hasty to judge when you're looking from the point of your earth. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense. We are very limited in our thinking. Do something else. He's given you faith to believe, but trust in him. But trust in him for his grace. And then, behind a frowning providence, he hides a smiling face. It's the same picture again. What seems to be frowning, the grey skies, behind a frowning providence, he hides a smiling face. Then before long, the full purpose will unfold. We may not see it all until we're in glory, but it will unfold. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste. There we are again, our clouds and our sunshine. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Then this last verse is quite something. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain. If we're not believing in Jesus and have never believed in him, we'll look maybe with bitterness and with despair upon the circumstances of life. It's sure to go wrong. But that is not the story of the believer, whatever his circumstances may be. Well, will God explain himself? Of course he will, one day. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. Now have a word of prayer. Our gracious Lord, we thank thee that we're able to come to thee in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. And we thank thee that we know that God loved us, and we love God because God first loved us. And we were attracted to him in a mysterious and a glorious way, and came from darkness into light, and from despair into hope, and knew that we became the children of God the time that we believed. And we thank thee also, O Lord, that thou art our guide and our comforter during our lives. And as we go this mysterious way very often, and often perplexing way as well, yet we know there is a hand that guides us. There is an eye keeping a watch upon us. And whether it is a sunny day or a cloudy day, in our experience, we know that he doeth all things well. And we exercise trust, and we trust because we know that thou art a trustworthy God. And we're able to say that thou art trustworthy because it cost thee so much to help us in sending thy Son, Jesus Christ, into this world. We are grateful, Father, and would like to thank thee now and ask thee for help for this day, whatever may be in our minds, in our circumstances, in our lives, in our family, whatever it may be, that we shall turn our eyes upon thee and be at peace. We know this is possible because we come in the merits of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.